19th African Senior Championships begin Sunday in Marrakesh, Morocco. More than 550 athletes from 47 African countries are expected in Marrakesh for the five-day competition. Some of the African athletes are making the trip to Marrakesh after competing at the recent Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland. Among them, Julius Yago of Kenya, who won his country's first ever gold medal in the javelin in Glasgow. Julius, who will be defending his African title in Morocco, is also the subject of my latest Sunny Side of Sports blog post, which you can check out via voanews.com. South Africa, Nigeria, and Kenya were the top-performing African teams at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. And if we look back to the 2012 African Athletic Championships in Benin, those same three countries were at the top of the table. Nigeria won 10 gold medals in Benin, Kenya had 9 gold medals, and South Africa won 6. Meanwhile, South African tennis player Kevin Anderson has advanced to the quarterfinals of the Rogers Cup hardcourt tournament in Toronto, Canada. The 28-year-old Anderson, Africa's highest-ranked men's player, upset Australian Open champion Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland in straight sets on Thursday, 7-6 and 7-5. The tall South African, 2.03 meters in height, served 11 aces past his Swiss opponent. Afterwards, Kevin had this to say.
You know, very happy. Anytime being one of the best guys in the world, you know, is a great feeling. And obviously, it's a big challenge walking out there. But now after going down that early break, you know, Stan played, gave me a couple double faults and just allowed me sort of back in the match. And, you know, from there, I thought I served, you know, really, really well. I couldn't sort of be more happy on that front.
In the quarterfinals later Friday, Kevin Anderson will play Grigor Dimitrov. The Bulgarian, who is seeded 7th in Toronto, topped Spain's Tommy Robredo in 3 sets on Thursday, 7-5, 5-7, and 6-4. Most of the players in Toronto are using the tournament as a tune-up for the year's final Grand Slam event, the U.S. Open, which begins August 25th in New York. Let's hear it for New York, Jay-Z.
Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
Game on, sports fans. Here's a sunny side of sports salute to Landon Donovan, the most prolific scorer in U.S. men's soccer history. One day after being named the most valuable player in the Major League Soccer All-Star Game, the 32-year-old Donovan said he'll retire after the 2014 season with the Los Angeles Galaxy. In a written statement, Donovan said, and I quote, "I'm sad to leave a profession that has brought me so much joy. However, after spending half my life as a professional soccer player, I also am excited to begin a new chapter and pursue other opportunities that will challenge me and allow me to grow as a person." Donovan is in his 10th season with the Galaxy and 14th in Major League Soccer. He is the league's career scoring leader with 138 regular season goals, and he's also second in assists with 124. Landon Donovan is also the U.S. men's national soccer team's top scorer all time with 57 goals in 156 appearances. Born in Southern California, Donovan is considered by some the best player to come out of the United States. He featured in three World Cups for the USA between 2002 and 2010. But in a controversial move, the USA's German coach, Jürgen Klinsmann, dropped him from the team before this year's World Cup in Brazil. Donovan scored the game-winning goal in this week's Major League Soccer All-Star Game, leading the MLS All-Stars to a 2-1 victory over German power Bayern Munich. Speaking after the match, Donovan told ESPN Television, "Getting left off the USA's World Cup team for Brazil 2014 was a big letdown, but he feels great now."
"I feel fantastic, and I feel very good. Obviously, the summer was incredibly difficult for me, and I got to a place where I wasn't playing well for a few weeks. I felt bad, and I wanted to start playing better and just allowing myself to enjoy playing again. I was feeling good about where I was in May and was really excited for what was coming in the summer, and then there was a letdown, and that's natural, I think. But at some point, I said, you know what, enough's enough. Let's get on with it, and let's start playing well again."
In his written statement, Landon Donovan said he feels incredibly blessed and lucky to have played a role in the remarkable growth of Major League Soccer and U.S. soccer during his playing career. Meanwhile, his Los Angeles Galaxy coach, Bruce Arena, who also guided two World Cup teams that included Donovan, said Landon's influence on MLS and soccer in the USA will continue to be felt for many years to come.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In basketball news, the NBA's reigning most valuable player, Kevin Durant, has withdrawn from Team USA for the FIBA World Cup, citing mental and physical exhaustion. The Oklahoma City Thunder star informed USA Basketball Chairman Jerry Colangelo and head coach Mike Krzyzewski of his withdrawal on Thursday. Durant's decision comes less than a week after Indiana Pacers star Paul George broke his right leg during a Team USA intra-squad scrimmage in Las Vegas, Nevada. Though visibly upset by George's injury, Durant said the decision to back out was not related to it. In the past few weeks, several other NBA stars, including Blake Griffin of the Los Angeles Clippers, Kevin Love of the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Durant's Thunder teammate Russell Westbrook, withdrew from the FIBA World Cup which tips off August 30th in Spain. In the wake of Paul George's injury, there has also been debate here in the USA over whether top NBA players will continue to represent the country in international competition. For his part, Kevin Durant helped lead the Americans to gold medals in the 2010 FIBA World Championships, as well as at the 2012 London Olympics. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Let's give a birthday shout-out for Roger Federer. Roger is celebrating his 33rd birthday on this Friday. The Swiss tennis great is also playing at that same Toronto tournament as South Africa's Kevin Anderson. And yes, I'm sure Roger would like one of his birthday presents to be a victory in the quarterfinals over Spain's David Ferrer. The Federer-Ferrer quarterfinal is scheduled for later Friday night in Toronto. Federer has won a record 17 Grand Slam singles titles, the most by any men's player. The Toronto tournament is Federer's first since his five-set loss to Serbian star Novak Djokovic in the Wimbledon final last month. Earlier this week on The Sunny Side of Sports, Federer said he didn't dwell much on his loss to Djokovic because he and his wife have been busy taking care of their two sets of twins. Their twin sons, Leo and Lenny, were born in May, and their twin daughters, Charlene and Mila, were born in 2009. Happy 33rd birthday, Roger Federer. Get me a victory tonight.